Hey, Malcolm, I'll start off. Chris Price with WEEI. First off, two questions for you. First off, what have things been like for you over the last week? And then secondly, you kind of alluded to it after the game, and we talked to Jimmy Garoppolo about it as well, that the scout team work in practice over the course of the week. He said they beat you on that game-ending play over the course of the week, so you had some idea as to what was coming on that last play of the game.
Yeah, these last couple of days been great. Been going fast, but I'm enjoying it while I can, and just blessed to have the opportunity. And on that practice, I got beat on that play. I took steps back in the end zone, and in the game when game time came, you know, I didn't back up. I just had confidence and believed what I saw, and the formation brought it back to my memory, and I knew exactly what that was doing. So I got beat on the play at practice, so I just jumped and made the play, just jumped the route and made the play.
Malcolm, this is Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. What has been your favorite part of the days following the Super Bowl?
The days following, before or after, you mean?
After the Super Bowl.
Really, you know, just be able to, you know, help my team, everyone get a ring, and, you know, everybody played a big part of it. But, you know, I can help Braid out. I can help the Braid Reeves out. I mean, overall, just help everybody out and, you know, and just be dedicated to the team, and just glad I could show up and make a big play to seal the game and get the win for everyone.
Malcolm, it's Chris Price again from WEEI. I'll just jump right back in. Take us through your season a little bit, because you came in as an undrafted free agent. I know that guys in your situation have always talked about wanting to play, you know, like there's no guarantee, like there's no security, like there's no sense of, you know, I'm going to be around here for the entire year. Were there times for you over the course of the regular season where it might have been a little bit uncertain? You know, you might have been a little bit unsure about your status with the team, and you know, obviously, you know, you wanted to continue to prove yourself. It must have been a really interesting ride for you over the course of the year.
I came in as an undrafted free agent. You know, I just came in trying to make the best of my opportunity. I came to practice, and I played like my hair was on fire. I did everything the coaches asked me to make the team. You know, once I made the team, you know, I wanted to keep striving. And, you know, it was kind of hard sitting back and, you know, not playing and, you know, just playing special teams. But I'm going to do whatever the team needs me to do. But, when I get my opportunity to get in the game, you know, everyone had good ones, everyone had bad ones. But, you know, no matter what, I'm going to do my best to try to play the best I can. And I just took advantage of my opportunities, and I just took advantage of the opportunity.
Alan Huber, Dayton Daily News. Central State is in our own backyard, and your last interception before this was a pick six against Central State on your call on senior night. Do you remember anything about that game?
Oh yes, ma'am. It was our route. It was our last game. Yeah, I'm sorry we had to beat y'all up that bad, but it was our last go round. But yeah, I absolutely remember that interception. My senior year on senior night. I always remember that play because it was my senior year.
Thanks.
All right, Malcolm. This is Tracy Duncan with Hines Community College Sports Marketing. First, let me congratulate you for your championship, and we're very proud of you here at Hines. And I'd like to ask you a question. Could you tell us a little bit about your experience in the Hines Community College football program and how that might have prepared you for your to do real well at West Alabama and eventually with the Patriots?
Coming in at Hines Community College as a freshman, no, I didn't expect everything to be the way it was, but yeah, it's tough. Good experience, good coaches. Gene Murphy does a great job of getting those guys ready to play and It's just the attitude that I got from that college, that you got to have to be successful and, you know, just be disciplined and do the right thing. And, I remember those days at high school, probably good days. You know, some went bad. I want to thank the Hines Community College for giving me a second chance. The president and Gene Murphy and everyone that was involved in that gave me a second chance, and I had a great experience. I learned a lot of things from Hines Community College, especially Gene Murphy. He prepared you for tough journeys in your life.
Thank you, Malcolm. Did the coaching staff have any particular impact in your career or your life while you were here?
Oh, yes. Kevin Lewis, Coach Dillon, Gene Murphy, Coach K. Murphy. I mean, it's not too many people that, you know, that want me to do good and be great and
or do well.
Follow my career. So, I pretty much say everyone.
Okay. Well, finally, one last question. The 2011 team at Hines really seemed to be like a team that was very tight-knit and had great chemistry. Can you briefly describe the success of that team and how much fun you had being a part of that team?
Oh, yeah, it was a great time, man. We were just like brothers that already knew each other. We laughed, went out together, you know, did things together. Winning is a big key to chemistry, and, you know, it's just, I'll never forget those days. I mean, great teammates, great coaching staff, you know, it's just a blessing to, you know, be able to go through all those things and experience those things.
And thank you very much, Malcolm. And again, congratulations. We're very proud of you and as a former Hines Eagle, and we're just looking forward to more of your success.
All right. Thanks, Hines, for everything. Thank you.
Malcolm, this is Mike Reese again from ESPN Boston. What next for you? What are you going to do the next couple weeks and then into the off season?
You know, I'm going to probably enjoy this moment. You know, I never forget it for you probably a couple more days or whatever, however it just died down. And, you know, have me a little time to relax and get back to work. And, you know, just try to prove my point that this one play doesn't describe me, you know. I don't want to be a player, known as a great player for one play. So I got more to prove, so. Have a little lifetime and get back to work.
Hey, Malcolm. It's Mark Daniels, the Providence Journal. Sorry if you've already been asked this. Just how much has your life changed just this past week?
You know, it changed real fast. You know, been busy a lot. Been having to do a lot of things and. I probably can't, you know, go grocery shopping or whatever, but, I mean, you know, that's how it comes. That's what this game comes with at times. So, I mean, I'm just enjoying the moment. Life changes dramatically and, you know, good ways, and it just changed. Everyone should know.
You seem kind of like a quiet guy. Do you like all the attention?
No, sir. To be honest, no, sir. No, I don't. But, you know, I gotta give back, and, you know, people want to hear from. I guess people want to hear from you, so you gotta just do what you gotta do. But, yeah, not really, but I don't mind at times.
And just one last thing. Where do you plan on working out this offseason?
I'm not sure. Whenever I feel like I need to start working, I mean, it'll be sometime soon.
Yeah, Malcolm, as exciting as this has been for you, it seems like the folks in Vicksburg and at Hines Community College and, of course, at West Alabama are just about as excited about it. Have you been aware of that reaction? Have they gotten up with you? And I understand they're going to have a day for you in Vicksburg. What's that been like to have everybody you've played with and coached you just as excited as you are?
Man, it's a good feeling, you know, that people care and they show respect for you, and you know, it's a good feeling, and I just want to just thank all those organizations, my hometown, my junior college, and West Alabama, just giving me the opportunity and all the support, and it's a great feeling to have all those people to have your back.
Well, one more thing. Before this happened to you, what did you consider your biggest highlight in football?
I think at West Alabama, when I returned a 100-yard kick return back against North Alabama.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Hey, Malcolm, I understand you train here in Tuscaloosa. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that prepared you for the NFL?
I met Johnny. He came to a couple of my games, and, you know, just I kind of thought I'd met him before through one of the players on the team. But, yeah, I had a great time out there training in Tuscaloosa. You know, Johnny did a good job with me and getting me ready and prepared for the combine and things like that. And just had a great time down there. And I'm going to make a few stops back there once I get a chance to do the same thing me and Johnny was doing a year from now.
And then, as a rookie on the Patriots, what players really took you under their wing, and what players kind of provided that guidance for you in your first season?
Could you say that again?
Yeah. As a rookie, which players on the Patriots kind of provided the guidance and maybe took you under their wing in your first year?
I'm the only rookie in the secondary, so no one. I'm under everyone else's wing, so.
Yeah. I'm saying which players, you know, kind of took over taught you a few things.
The whole secondary, Devin McCourty, most definitely Darrell Revis, Brandon Browner, Logan, Ryan, Kyle, Amateur, man, you can never stop learning. So, you know, I try to steal a little something from everyone.
Thank you.
Alan Huber, Dayton Daily News again. Another question about that Central State game.
Mm-hmm.
If someone told you that your next interception would be in the Super Bowl, what would you think?
I probably would say thank you. Thank you for the best wishes, but I'm going to have to see that to believe it.
And Malcolm, before you go, it's Mike Reese again. Last question from ESPNBoston.com. I might have missed it. Can you tell me what you're doing today?
As of right now, I'm headed to the Children's Hospital, you know, to put some excitement in the children's lives and you know, see how blessed I am and how about when I worry about little things and, you know, people in life got bigger problems than the little things. So you just got to be, you know, just realize how blessed you are and, you know, just give back and bring excitement to the kids' life.